This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
There's making your own Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Kurt, Tammy's husband's version of, quote, making your own Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, Kurt went full-on pilgrim this year.
He really did. He really wanted a fresh turkey. And a friend of his has a tiny little farm, and they were raising turkeys this year. And she happened to mention it to him. And he's like, oh, could I buy a turkey for my family's Thanksgiving dinner? So that's what he decided to do. And I'm like, are you sure? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want anything to do with butchering the turkey. Because when I was a kid, my dad and the neighbors all got together to raise some chickens. And guess who got to do the dirty work? All the kids are the ones that had to pluck feathers and do all that stuff.
They made you as kids kill chickens?
Well, we didn't do the actual
butchering.
We didn't do the actual, how did my husband put it, dispatching of the chickens. But we had to sit and pluck the feathers and use the thing that helps pull it out. And it was
you and I had very
hard work.
Different lives, didn't we?
Yeah, it was very hard work and I hated every minute.
I went to KFC. Tammy plucked feathers from a chicken.
I did. So I didn't want anything to do with it. And he's like, that's okay. I really want to do this. And my husband is if you know anything about him, he's a believer of when you hunt something, you know, you use everything, you do everything correct. You thank him for, you know, giving you the opportunity to have a meal.
And when you say thank him, thank the creature.
Yes. Yes. Just like the Native Americans do. They thank them for providing sustenance for their family.
I just watched Tim McGraw in 1883 teach his young son John.
Yes.
While they killed their first deer to thank the deer.
It's totally
I just watched
true.
It on the airplane yesterday. Go ahead.
So anyway, so my husband went out and he brought back this turkey. Now, when they were out there, he was telling me about the whole procedure on what they did. And he said, we decided to call her Rosemary.
He named the turkey before he killed the turkey.
Well, then you can say thank you, Rosemary.
Ah,
you know,
just not thank you is not enough. You got to actually name,
well, yes,
get attached
they named
to
Rosemary.
The bird.
And they petted it and everything because, as his friend said, we don't have any unhappy meat here. So the animal is loved before it's taken, I guess. But anyway.
This is such a bizarre story.
I know.
The animal's loved before it's beheaded. Go on.
Oh, okay. He did.
You're saying it so matter-of-factly, Tim, as if there's not a way to go to a store and buy a fresh turkey.
Sure, but he wanted one because he knew who raised it. He knew it, how it was fed. He knew everything about it. So
I don't want to know the animal I eat.
Yeah.
I don't want to name it. I don't want to pet it. I just want to eat it. I got to know. Could you tell? Was it a difference? Was it a different tasting than the store-bought turkey?
It was extremely flavorful. Extremely flavorful, especially the dark meat. For some reason, I'm more of a breast person, but I don't know. It was really good.
I'm just trying to think what my reaction would be if my phone goes off on Thanksgiving Eve and Kurt calls me and says, hey, Johnny, so excited you're coming to the house for Thanksgiving tomorrow. You want to help me kill our dinner? I'm going to go ahead and say it's a hard pass.
You let somebody else do the dirty work, I guess.
Yes, I'll do dishes. I'll make the green bean casserole.
There's a space for everyone.
Just not going to slaughter an animal. Am I the weirdo?
No, you're not a weirdo. Okay, it's not for everybody, for sure. Hence why we have things like farmers and butchers and all that to do that for you.
I got to hand it to your husband. He's the only person I know that could completely make a woman's dress, which I've seen him do, can build a hotel for bats, which is in his yard, and goes ahead and slaughters his own Thanksgiving bird.
Yes.
I mean, I just... he says he's going to do it. He does it.
He does.